Hello, everybody. The teacher's bell has rang again. Who is top of the hill and who is bottom of the paddock hill? It's Brands Hatch driver reviews and prediction summary.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast, and we are back to find out the grades for this weekend's Brands Hatch Indy weekend. I think we should get straight into it. We'll start off with the star driver of the weekend, had his record points haul in all of his touring car career for a single weekend, and that is Ashley Sutton. An A star for him this weekend. It was just almost flawless.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing he could have done that he didn't do was to take a pole, which is, and I suppose win all three races, but a treble podium, as you say, the biggest point score or point hole in his career, and right back in the championship fight. So it's got to be an A star. He's top of the class.
Yeah, to come from 11th for the final race to come through and win that, although not quite on track, yeah, it is a pretty big achievement for him.
Absolutely. Next up is Dan Kamish, the man who came into the weekend leading the title charge and leaves the weekend leading the title charge. It's a B, a little bit in Sutton's shadow this weekend. Didn't take a race win, but did get on the podium and was there, extended his points gap at the top. And at this early stage, that's all you can do.
And took a crucial pole position as well in tricky conditions.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Somewhat of a letdown this weekend for Dan Rowbottom. A D for him. Looked to cause the incident in race one, and then didn't really recover too well either, and got minimal points this weekend. It will look to move on quickly from this.
Yeah, everyone has a stink of a weekend every now and again. The qualifying or lack of decent qualifying set you up for the weekend. In this case, it was never a fight back he could manage. So, yeah, D for him. Osborne was pretty good this weekend. Jack Sears win. Three points finishes. Some bolshy, racy moves. Racing with the big boys such as Cook and Collard and Butcher, etc. It's a B for me. So it showed some good racecraft. Won the Jack Sears, as they say, which is what his goal has got to be each weekend. Yeah, this is a really good weekend for everyone.
Yeah. He pleasantly surprised me, and hopefully this leads to a much better season and probably the sort of performances we want to expect from him week in, week out as well.
Absolutely.
Moving on to the Hyundais, and Ingram leads the team there once again. Not a stunning weekend for him, but another pointsy one that I think he'll be happy with. A B for him, getting on the podium a couple of times, did what he needed to do to stay in that top echelon of top drivers.
Yeah, a little bit off the pace, a little bit disappointed with his qualifying result, as that's conditions he's generally quite good in. That was out-qualified by Bobby Thompson and others. As you say, never really had the race pace to necessarily win a race, but two podiums, you can't really complain about that, and he keeps himself in the title hunt.
Exactly.
Tom Chilton is going through a little bit of a renaissance at the moment, isn't he? Written
he
off
is.
By ourselves as much as anybody else.
Yeah.
It's a C this time around. Look, he didn't reach the heights of Donington. He didn't take a race win, but he did get points finishes. He was racing well in the pack, and he doesn't look like I'll try that again. He doesn't look like a liability this year, which at points last year, he did.
He did, and he raced clean all weekend. We saw a couple of weekends last year where there was a little bit of damage to the car at points. But yeah, he's looking like he might have been rejuvenated for the season ahead. Moving on to Pearson, his stablemate then, who pretty much stayed in line with Chilton all weekend. They were within a position or two of each other at most points during the weekend. He gets a C as well. Just missed out on that Jack Sears win, but I think we'll be pleased after the errors that were made at Donington.
Yeah, there's more to come from Ronan Pearson. I would say he qualified really well to get in that top 10 shootout, proving the Hyundai's pace over a lap. His race pace, his racecraft left a little bit to be desired at times, but he's racing against, well, when you qualify in the top 10, you're automatically racing against people that have been in the sport a long time, generally speaking.
Top drivers.
Top 10 drivers.
Exactly.
Well, quite. So, yeah, good weekend. More to come. Halstead, a weekend to forget. Yes, he got punted off in qualifying. Can't really help that. Didn't really make up any ground in the race. looked to struggle a little bit out there at times. It's a D. It's hard to get a full idea of exactly where Halstead is with the car at the minute. He'll be looking to have a bit of a better Snetterton, which I think will suit the car. So I think at Snetterton in the dry, hopefully, as we're going, we might see an improvement. But it's a D this weekend for Halstead.
Yeah, I think he needs to look towards three solid race finishes at Snetterton and then look to build on that for the rest of the season. Moving over to WSR BMW and starting off with Turkington, the man who took a race win this weekend, along with a podium as well, and a solid drive from him. Despite what were tricky conditions on the Saturday, he qualified well as well. And it's certainly something that he'll look to build on continuing through the season.
Are you going to give him a grade or is that
an A? Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, good from Turkington. I still worry about whether, a little bit like Charles Leclerc, can he get his elbows out and fight wheel to wheel racecraft this year? Don't know. And
I think at least the car won't let him down.
Yeah. I think actually he drove above the car this weekend, given the problems that the other three people had in his team. But A for this weekend. Talking of problems, Jake Hill had them. Puncture in race three. It's a C for his weekend's effort from us. He's in the title challenge for sure, but he just seemed to lack a little bit. He just seemed to lack a little bit of pace this weekend. I don't know why. Two good fourths, don't get me wrong, but he was never really challenging Turkington for third, and he was never really challenging the podium in the first race either.
It seems like he was maybe a tenth or two off each lap, which over a race distance can make it up to be quite a lot. So, he just missed out maybe on a setup this weekend. I certainly expect him to bounce back at Snetterton. Morgan, however, had a slightly tricky weekend. All got put to bed in race one when he was out on the spot from that first lap incident, and then had to fight his way back across the weekend, which always makes your weekend so much more difficult. He did manage to fight back into the top 10 for race three, and we're going to see for that this weekend.
Yep, agree. Stephen Jelly, it is unfair to Mark. We've gone for a U. He doesn't even complete a lap in race one before he finds his BMW connecting with the pit wall. We've covered that in the review podcast, so our thoughts on that crash are there. Race two, he doesn't get out for. And race three, he does get out for with probably a damaged car, and then he gets caught up in something else, which damages the car further, and he can't complete that race. So
great it's camera a typical... work.
Indeed. It's a typical Jelly disaster class, which happens once or twice a season.
I might have cursed him on that one, unfortunately. Moving on to the Toyotas then, and Butcher was on for a good weekend, slightly let down by the car towards the end. Had a couple of top eight finishes and then an unfortunate failure, which we were reassured on the grid that wouldn't happen. A C for him this weekend. We're still expecting a bit more, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed. You'll know by now, if you're a regular listener, that I tipped him not for the title. I said he'd be a dark horse contender. Yeah. I didn't put my money on it, and we've sealed our predictions. I can safely say Butcher is not top of that list for me.
He's not even in the top 10 of the championship after this weekend.
No, I expected him to be a lot closer after six races. It's not worked out particularly well. A C this weekend is fair. Collard could and perhaps should have taken Toyota's first win of the season. Again, the review will deal with our views on the penalty and whatnot. For Collard, and this is a little bit for his entire BTCC career so far, it's a case of what could have been with race three. But it is solid points he's scored on the board. I believe he's in the top 10 of the championship,
which is...
Well, he's still there. He's ahead of Butcher in the championship. He's racing really nicely. Just needs to learn where the white lines are and where the rules are. But overall, good weekend. It's a C.
Yeah, same for his stablemate Gamble. He gets a C this weekend. He was there or thereabouts with Collard and Butcher, just on the outskirts of that top 10. And considering it's only his second weekend in the car, I think he'll be pleased with that, but he'll certainly be looking to better it throughout the season.
I'm amazed he didn't get any form of penalty for the qualifying incident with Halstead. But
so am I.
There we go.
I can only assume that there's data to absolve him from it.
Well, if the Toyota has been a bit of a disappointment so far, then welcome to the massive disappointment that is One Motorsport and the way the Civic is running. Josh Cook first up. Look, he's qualified in the top 10. Yep. He's got three top 10 finishes. This is what Josh Cook does. He gets everything out of the car possible. It is a C because the car just looks off the pace. And to me, it looks worse now than it did last year. Now, last year, this will come as a shock to some of you. Plato, in particular, was moaning. Yes, no. I know. That all that car needed, and Cook as well, all that car needed was an engine that worked and there'd be a front runner. So they've got an engine that's no longer the stock engine. That is the old Dynamics engine, effectively. And they're still not working. And it baffles me that I understand that they are running the Dynamics Civics rather than the One Motorsport Civics. So, okay, they're both Civics, so there can't be a great deal of change in the two setups. Correct. However, at this level, slight nuances can make all the difference. And to me, if you're confident that what you had with BTC, now One Motorsport, was a superb chassis and superb setup, just plug the new engine in. Why have they gone to the new, or what's the new? Why have they changed everything? I don't understand it. And it doesn't look like to have worked at all.
No, they're certainly struggling this season. And I'm actually quite surprised that Cook is in the top eight of the championship. Yes, he's had some good results this weekend, but I thought Donington was very underwhelming as well. And I thought Moffitt has also been underwhelming. He gets a D this weekend. Yes, he managed to get points in the final race, but that was only 12th. For the first two races, he was fighting at the lower end of the top 20, which is not where we've been particularly accustomed to seeing him fighting. Yes, he had a poor season last season in the Infinity, but the season before, he was able to challenge for top 10 finishes, which is where I would expect him to be in this car.
I agree. It's been a big disappointment so far for Moffat and this team. He has got to relearn front-wheel drive, and there are clearly development issues with the car. But it's not great. If things aren't great for Cook and Moffat, it's even worse for Powell. It's an E for this weekend for him, unfortunately. Bins it in qualifying, gets a penalty in race three, generally down the end of the grid. It's not really... It doesn't, at the moment, look like he's improved a great deal on last season, which I think will come with time, to be fair. And we are very early in the season. And in the start of the school year, you're not very good at stuff and you improve as the year goes on. But
it is a new car to him as well. And granted, the Cupra last year wasn't particularly favourable for him. But he is having to learn a new car this year. Hopefully we see some better performances and he'll be able to... surprise us, let's hope. Moving on to another star performer from the weekend, and that is Bobby Thompson in the Laon Cupra, and he gets an A this weekend. Outstanding, really. His driving, his battling, his qualifying especially. We knew the Cupra was going to be decent here. I didn't think it was going to be quite this good, and he certainly dragged the most out of the car this weekend.
Completely agree. Sticks it in the top 10 shootout. Sticks it fairly well on the grid in sixth.
Yep.
Scores three top 15 finishes and gets his highest ever result in race three with a second place podium. Not much more he could have done this weekend.
Not at all.
And I think that there might be chance for Bobby to nick a win somewhere this year.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me now. Now I've seen how that car's performed over two weekends as well, because it was up there for qualifying at Donington as well.
It was.
I think it is going to be maybe the surprise package of the season.
I also think that your top teams, whether that be Napa, Hyundai, BMW, etc., are really going to have to stand up and take notice of Bobby Thompson because, he's got pace. He's a really good driver.
Yeah, he's developing really well.
Agreed. Lloyd had a slightly less stellar weekend. Solid, which is what Lloyd has become accustomed to being in the series. And he doesn't look quite at home in the car yet, but he grew into the Hyundai. He didn't take his win at Croft until about midway through the season. So there's time to develop. It's a C this weekend. It's points on the board. It's more data. It's more information learnt. Good weekend, if not spectacular.
Yeah, the same again for Boutel. Although a little mechanical gremlin going into race two, we're giving him a C this weekend. He was so close to getting points, and pardon pun, at points I thought he deserved it as well. It certainly won't be long until he's scoring points, I think, fairly consistently.
Yep. Someone who did score points was Dexter Patterson in the other Cupra, or one of the other Cupras, sorry, did score points in race three. It's a C for him. I think there's bigger things to come. He raced, and the good thing for Dex this weekend, actually, was that he was in and around the top 15 for most of the weekend.
Yeah, he was.
So, yeah, that's good to see. It's not like he just got points in race three because of other problems and whatnot. He was in and around that area for all three races. He's going to pick up more points this season. He's going to get a couple of Jack Sears wins, I think, as well. It's a C this weekend, but it's a very promising start.
Yeah, on to Hamilton then, Boutel's teammate. He gets a C this weekend. Nothing was ever going to really reach the heights of Donington, but he managed to take three race finishes this weekend and not stone dead last, which we kind of expected more from him last season. I certainly think he's improved, and yeah, I think he'll continue to improve throughout the season now he's in that car for another year.
Yeah, I get the feeling that the adaptations, etc., that he's found a bit of a rhythm with the car now. It feels a bit of one with the car, which is great to see. And also, it's a car that is competitive. I think if he found the breakthroughs at the old Passat, then it was too late because the car was effectively... You'd be better off. Yeah, exactly. Jade Edwards then, better than Donington because the car actually got out and there wasn't too many problems in comparison.
Yeah.
It's a D. Races were finished. She qualified nicely in 19th. Yeah, there's more to come from Jade. The car is certainly good enough to get points if it's working and running. It's a D for this weekend, but looking forward to seeing what can come in the future.
Yeah, moving on to the PMR boys then to finish off. We've got Mikey Doble, who gets a C this weekend. He didn't have any real issues. He didn't set the world alight. It was a solid weekend from him, and probably where we're going to expect him to finish maybe the season, or certainly most weekends, just fighting on that edge of the top 15.
He was the best performing Astra for the weekend. Watson also gets a C, and you get a C, and you get a C, because he caught up in race one incident, which wasn't his fault, tried to take evasive action and was unlucky. That sets your weekend back and ruins it.
It does.
It was always on the back foot from there. And to be fair, the car struggled here, as we predicted.
Yeah, I think it struggled a little bit more than I was expecting as well. Aaron Taylor-Smith didn't really manage to get the best out of it. Yes, he had some technical issues in race two that then also bled slightly into race three. He only gets a C this weekend as well. It's not the strongest track for the Astra, and I think we're going to see better performances throughout the season.
I would agree with you. Right, that sums up the driver grades then. Next up is our predictions of...
Yeah, so neither of us got pole position right this weekend.
We did not, no. So you had gone for...
But we were very close. Well, I was closer than you. Ingram slightly disappointed in qualifying.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But you went for Sutton, I went for Ingram, both wrong. Nil point for either of us there.
Yep.
You did get a race winner, though. You had gone for Hill, Rowbottom, or Sutton. So good call.
Shame I didn't go for a double win for Sutton. I had a feeling this weekend he was going to come back with a bang, and he certainly did.
I think I could count myself slightly unlucky with Ingram, Sutton, sorry, Ingram, Camish and Cook. Maybe not so much Cook, but Ingram and Camish were there or thereabouts all weekend, but no point for me. I did, however, get the Jack Sears correct.
It was a good race. It was really good.
Like last year, we're going to have two main characters for the Jack Sears, aren't we?
I think there might be three or four this year.
Okay.
Depending on circuit and layout and which car suits which circuit, I think you've got, obviously, Osborne in the Ford, Pearson in the Hyundai. I think Watson's going to do pretty well this season.
Yeah.
I think he's going to pull out some surprise results.
I think Patterson's got a round win in him as well.
I was going to say, and then either Boutel or Cupra. Boutel in the Cupra or Patterson in the Cupra.
Yeah.
And I think they're the drivers that are going to be fighting it out.
I have to say, if Osborne's going to race like this the rest of the season, then he should walk it because that's the best I've seen him drive. Other than that weekend when Smiley happened, that is the best I've seen Osborne drive in his career in I was going to say F1, but it's not F1, is it? It's touring car. I'm very ill. My throat's hurting now.
Okay, right. We had also our three general predictions this weekend. You had Hill to outscore Turkington.
Yeah, well. Great result.
You could have gone either way. Yeah, it could have gone either way, but Hill just really wasn't at the races. And Turkington had a decent performance, and a win always helps you towards that.
Turkington potentially outperformed the car this weekend.
Yeah,
quite I think you've got to give him benefit of that, that he might have done that, outperformed what the car was capable of.
Your other rather bold decision was one motorsport to get a podium.
Well, the thing is, Sam, the Honda goes well at...
You had doubled down on that with a Cook win as well.
I had. Because the Honda goes well here. It does go well here. Cook goes well. He took a double win here last year.
I know.
I just, as I said in the grace, I can't understand what they're doing. I can't understand why it's gone so wrong.
Yeah.
Because I'd argue they're worse off now than they were last year.
Or if the other teams just got better.
Little column A, little column B. But, yeah, I'm at a loss to what's gone wrong.
Manage to pick up a point with Dexter getting into the points, though.
Did.
On that final race. Yeah. It was a close...
Come on, he was in and around all
weekend.
I know
he was. It was a close run thing, though. And, yeah, you managed to get points for that. Which also meant that I managed to get three or more hard cars scoring points.
Yeah.
Bobby was a given, pretty much, from qualifying. Lloyd did well as well.
Yep.
I thought Boutel might just sneak in race one.
Yeah, Boutel was the one you fought more so than Patterson, I think it's fair to say. But
I put a curse on Jelly this weekend, apparently.
You did, by saying Jelly no top 10. I think you and Matt Gallagher could come together and do a flop.
I do apologise for that. But, yeah. And then I nearly had a full house on Butcher getting top eight in all three races. If it weren't for that mechanical issue, I think he would have.
If my auntie had male genitalia, she'd be my uncle.
Yeah, we don't need more of that. This weekend, we also went for...
Just my keys falling out of my pocket. Okay. Don't worry about it.
This weekend, we also went for number of retirements across all three races.
We did.
And you were expecting a big accident,
which
we had.
We had, yeah.
However, everyone else throughout the other two races was actually quite reliable.
To be honest, I went high because I saw what was potentially going to be in the conditions. There was potential for rain.
Yeah.
And thought that if it is wet, if we get change of conditions again, then it will be high. I predicted an accident in race one. I did think it would be a paddock hill, not on the pit straight.
No.
But, you know, that is what it is. But yeah, no, you got closest with, you had 10, I had 15. I think the actual number of retirements was 7.
7, yeah.
So with that, Sam, you now take the lead. Yes. Well, it's very early on. There's about 8 rounds to go yet.
Every point counts. Keep telling you this, every point counts.
I look forward to you pushing me off my chair the next prediction so I can't make one. So you are now leading 6-5.
We like a bit of competition anyway, don't we?
We do. It's close. Yeah. It's close. It's good.
We like it.
It's good.
But yeah, we'll be back with a Snetterton preview, and very much looking forward to going that weekend.
We are indeed, yeah.
So
I've got a dog. I want to say hello to the YouTube public.
Say hello, Teddy.
There you go. Look, say hello to the public. There you go. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, very much.
Everyone here.
Very much looking forward to going to that, and we'd love to hear your grades and your predictions for the upcoming round and this round just gone.
You can't make grades for I'm not going round, can they?
You know what I mean.
Oh, dear. This dog makes more sense than you.
Thank you. It's very much. Lovely.
Right, until Snetterton, we'll see you soon.